USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a White House teleconference with small business leaders, President Trump says he's doing whatever he can to help struggling small businesses.
With the stimulus and with the pent-up demand, I think we can really do numbers that are equivalent and maybe even better than we were doing before within a fairly short period of time.
Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards wants folks to stay home despite signs of the coronavirus curve flattening.
We still cannot say with absolute confidence that the curve is flattening, but we are still seeing more evidence that we are moving in that direction.
The governor calling coronavirus a statewide problem with 1,400 new cases in Louisiana and over 500 deaths. And President Trump and his coronavirus task force holding their daily briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your product to keeping me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president needs a new press secretary, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Stephanie Grisham out of that job, but not out of the White House. Grisham is now First Lady Melania Trump's new chief of staff. She worked for the First Lady previously. She never held a single televised news conference during her brief tenure as President Trump's chief spokesperson. With a new White House chief of staff aboard, a communications shakeup is said to be afoot, as former North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows is now running operations at the White House as Mr. Trump's fourth chief of staff in about 3 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball is pumping the brakes on rumors surrounding the start of the season. The league released a statement today saying they haven't asked any government officials to approve a plan that addresses the season getting up and running. The statement comes after unnamed sources said games would be played in Arizona with no fans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
An estimated 175 million Americans will get stimulus checks directly deposited into their checking accounts over the next 2 weeks. Now, there's still a lot of confusion regarding people who do not file a tax return, especially elderly Americans. David Cerner with AARP says there has to be a quick way to get money to people who don't file taxes.
We don't want people to have to file. We already know from the serious number of questions we've gotten from people, how do I get this, what do I file, what do I do, that there's a lot of confusion out there. We want these payments to be done automatically because in most of these instances, either the IRS or the VA or the Social Security Administration already has your information.
According to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, elderly Americans will not have to file tax returns.
The president authorized me to say that anybody that has Social Security recipients won't need to file a new tax return, and we'll have that. If we don't have your direct deposit information, we'll be putting up a web portal so that you can put that up. It is a very large priority. The president has made clear we want to get this money quickly into your hands.
Mnuchin also says you can expect that money to show up in your bank accounts within the next couple weeks. For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or, by all means as well, check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.